So, we come to the end of Lent for the church and the end of our meditations here at Advent on the Beatitudes, ending tonight with Jesus' words to us, "Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for you shall be satisfied." Tonight may bring the end of our Lenten meditations, but not the end of this surreal and terrifying experience of living through a global pandemic. It's something that I still can't wrap my head around, a sort of feeling that it's not really happening, that we'll wake up and it will all have been a bad dream. So why would Jesus say, "Blessed are you, congratulations to you, as you live through a time of hungering and thirsting for so much, for company and touch and normal life, and some for literal food. Going near a store means seeing a lot of people hungering and thirsting. And the food banks are reporting even more hungering and thirsting. And those of us wanting righteousness try to satisfy that need by giving. Righteousness to Jesus' people meant that the world, the creation, would be all working together as God created it to work. Everyone in a right relationship with their neighbors, the planet, and with God. Everything working right. That was the definition of righteousness. Hungering and thirsting for righteousness meant wanting everything to be aligned, to be working right. And right now, nothing seems to be working right. Working as it's intended to. And we're doing a lot of hungering and thirsting for the normal. And so this saying of Jesus has a concrete application that we can see unfolding in this moment. In this night of the church year, we especially remember that command of Jesus to love one another as he's loved us even to laying down his life for us so that we might be righteous before God. We hunger and thirst for God's forgiveness, for God's righteousness, to have God count us as righteous, even when our behavior has been anything but. And the assurance of that forgiveness is promised in the sacrament of Holy Communion, in the Eucharist, which Jesus instituted for his church, his followers, his people, on this same night that he gave us this love commandment. And so much do we hunger and thirst for it that Martin Luther said that when we're invited to receive it, we should run and skip down the aisle to get it. This virus that prevents us coming into community has also prevented the church from gathering for it. And so tonight especially, we are left to hunger and thirst for the righteousness that comes from Jesus' gift to us. But even in social isolation, even as we're separated from one another, we can still love one another. We're still able to give the gift of loving service to others. Maybe not by touching them, not by washing their feet. You may not be a healthcare worker who's in intimate contact with those in need. You may not be one of those healthcare workers who's willing to lay down their lives for the sake of the stranger, a person literally living the example of Jesus. But by staying in contact with those who are worried or lonely or just needing to talk, even when you don't feel like doing it, then you are washing feet, promulgating righteousness in your world. There are many other ways that we can contribute to the greater good in these days, some that you've heard of on the media, some examples that you see that you can imitate. And in those ways, you can promote righteousness to those who are hungering and thirsting for it. And Jesus has promised that all those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be satisfied, including you, including those of us that need his righteousness, that hunger and thirst for it. And for that, we can say thanks be to God. Amen. You're invited to join in the hymn, Where Charity and Love Prevail. The whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all God's creation. Gracious God, be with your scattered church and guide us as we try to figure out how to serve in these days. We pray to the Lord, your will be done. We pray for our nation and the world as we face the uncertainties of responses to the coronavirus. Protect the most vulnerable among us, especially all who are currently sick or in isolation. Grant wisdom, patience, and clarity to healthcare workers, especially as their work of caring for others puts them at great risk. We pray to the Lord,
your will be done.
Be present with your loving touch to those in hospitals, nursing homes, and health care facilities, especially Ray, Reba, Irene, and Ingrid. Hasten the day when disease will be history. We pray for all those who have requested our prayers and for those we name now silently or aloud. We pray to the Lord,
your will be done.
Bring calm to those who are bored, lonely, and anxious, and all whose lives are disrupted. Be with those who must work on behalf of us and with those suffering financial insecurity. For those things that we lift to you now, either silently or aloud. We pray to the Lord.
Your will be done.
We give thanks for those who now celebrate the final Passover with you. Bring us all to your table soon. We pray to the Lord.
Your will be done.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also,
you are invited to share Christ's peace in whatever way you can and incorporate that peace as you listen to the offering peace. Jesus, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who turn against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned on the praises of Israel. Our ancestors put their trust in you. They trusted, and you rescued them. They cried out to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not put to shame. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, scorned by all and despised by the people. All who see me laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips, they shake their heads. Trust in the Lord, let the Lord deliver. Let God rescue him if God delights in him. Yet you are the one who drew me forth from the womb and kept me safe on my mother's breast. I have been entrusted to you ever since I was born. You were my God when I was still in my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many young bulls encircle me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their jaws at me like a slashing and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart within my breast is melting wax. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. And you have laid me in the dust of death. Packs of dogs close me in. A band of evildoers circles round me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones while they stare at me and gloat. They divide my garments among them. For my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, be not far away. O my help, hasten to my aid. Deliver me from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. From the horns of wild bulls you have rescued me. I will declare your name to my people. In the midst of the assembly I will praise you. From you comes my praise in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the sight of those who fear the Lord. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of nations shall bow before God. For dominion belongs to the Lord, who rules over the nations. Indeed, all who sleep in the earth shall bow down in worship. All who go down to the dust, though they be dead, shall kneel before the Lord. Their descendants shall serve the Lord, whom they shall proclaim to generations to come. They shall proclaim God's deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying to them, the Lord has acted.